On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. It's Eddie and Nine of Us, Spazana and Sandy. Woo! I'm Scott Spazana. There's Sandy Waters. Guess what? Big Boy 4014 is on the way. Coming down the tracks.
Hello?
Big Boy what?
Big Boy 4014. Coming down the tracks. Is coming through the Letchworth State Park. You know that beautiful trestle that's over the Genesee Gorge? It's like 300 feet in the air. It's coming through as part of the America's 250th celebration of being America.
And that's so cool.
It's going across the country. It's traveling through Western New York this week, tomorrow, or Thursday. It's going to be coming through Letchworth State Park.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Tomorrow? Don't make me second guess myself. Is tomorrow Thursday?
It is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. Yeah, right around 12:20. Here's the thing. This thing, they only made 8 of them in the entire world for the war, right? Back in the World War II to take heavy equipment. This is the only one remaining. This thing is so big. It weighs 1.2 million pounds. It's longer than 130 feet long. You're talking 7 school buses. Just the engine. This thing is gigantic, and apparently it's been drawing crowds. Like, it was in Ripley, Pennsylvania, or Ripley,
It should draw crowds. Yeah. That's like our history.
Oh, man.
That's our history. And if you're a train fanatic, would you consider yourself a train fanatic?
I would. And like this, you don't have to be a train fanatic. You just have to have little kids that love choo-choo trains. You know,
that's true. That is true.
So
are you, I didn't realize it was, and now it makes perfect sense why it's connected to the, you know, our birthday, 250 years. Uh-huh. Are you excited for this? Are you doing anything on the 4th of July bigger than you normally would?
I haven't planned it yet. But I mean, 4th of July is going to be a good one this year because it's on a Friday or Saturday? It's on a Saturday this year.
But I was like, this is a big deal. When can you say that? I don't remember celebrating the 200th birthday. Do you?
Bicentennial. Yep.
I was one, so yeah. I don't really remember it. But
there was this thing. Go ahead.
So what was it like?
There was a thing called the Freedom Train that came across America. And it was the first time, it was like a traveling museum of everything America. It had, you know, size 14 basketball sneakers from some famous basketball player. It had, you know, all kinds of history and memorabilia. And it went across the country, and when it came to your city, you were there. And it had the first ever...
Were you there?
Yeah, I think we did do it, yeah. You get in the back of the train, and it's a slidewalk like you see in airports now, which is no big deal. But that back then, it was something else. It was like, well, this is a conveyor belt.
So you were there for that. You know what bums me out is that this is another historic moment that we should be part of. And it's on a weekday in the morning where we can't make it.
It's
a bummer. A lot of these celebrations, I don't know. It just hit me yesterday. I don't know why. It just all of a sudden it hit me yesterday where I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. We should go big or go home this year.
This is the one.
For 4th of July. I hope my sister's stepping it up and doing something more than just
potato salad.
Yeah, more than potato salad. Just a, you know, pool party. We got to go big.
So 12:20 p.m. Thursday, you know, like this is so big that the people at Letchworth State Park are expecting people to be waiting at the gates at 6 a.m.
Wow, that's cool.
Like 6 hours ahead of time.
That's cool.
They can only hold 1,000 cars in this area, and they're going to be having people parking all the way. Listen, you're going to be prepared to hike because you're going to have to park on the road all the way up the. I was just there with the boys in Ellie at that one higher Upper Falls area. looking, you know, the falls and then the trestles right up there. Yeah, so just be prepared. If you go, go early and take your Thursday morning.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hello there, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, welcome to your Wednesday morning. It's Middle Child Wednesday as Sandy Waters starring in this role today. Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Starring in this role. Starring the only role Sandy. I'll star in.
Starring okay. Sandy Waters. Mm-hmm. Have you had your man cereal yet this morning, everybody? Man cereal. It's actually a name of a cereal. It's packed with creatine, like the stuff you need when you're working out. And it's called man cereal. It's literally a white generic box with two words on top. Man cereal.
Is this serious? Did you fall for another one of those? This is not really a thing, but...
No, it was put together by a husband and wife team. Actually, they wanted a power breakfast kind of thing that gave you all the stuff you needed for, like, after you work out. And they didn't want to go with the shake kind of vibe, you know, the protein shake and all that stuff like that. So this stuff is all packed. But
is it man cereal? Well, it's a husband and wife team who made it up.
Because they actually put that as like the unofficial name, just to call it something while they developed it. And then they were like, let's, you know, is this like a placeholder name for what they were, you know, they're trying to figure out the name of it. Like, what do you call it? You know, power breakfast, you know, like workout food. Like they put
so let's call it the worst name ever.
Yeah.
Or the most polarizing name. They did that intentionally just to tick us all off.
Or the most brilliant marketing idea ever.
So only men can have this cereal?
No, never says that. Hypergenderizing things like female razor blades, you know, or men's.
Well, that's so we can be taxed, the pink tax.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, it happens on both sides. It's funny, but toxic masculinity comes up in this.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so... Is it going to be at Wegmans? Like, where are we getting this? Why are we getting this?
Nah, I don't. I found this out of USA Today. I don't think it's going to be around here. It's going to be $19 a box for three servings. Yeah, it's not cheap.
What?
So, I know. But it raises the question of toxic masculinity, even though this is presented in a tongue-in-cheek way. And I think it's funny because people are like, how dare they put out a cereal like that? Da, 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 da. And other people are like, I think it's funny and I'm a woman and I'm going to buy some.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's a lot here. Mm. First, I did not suspect you to say the phrase toxic masculinity. That's not even where my mind was going with this. What does that even mean now? Do you hate that phrase? I'm bothered by so many people calling out that phrase, so quick to call out that phrase. I'm not even a guy. Does it offend you?
It bugs me that that's a stereotype, but I know those. I looked it up, and how it causes harm. Toxic masculinity refers to rigid cultural norms and harmful stereotypes about how men and boys should behave. Three okay. core tenets: toughness, anti-femininity, and power. Yeah. So, you know, like you know, like dad, like stoic, never shows emotion, you know, that kind of thing.
But why is this cereal? People are really calling this cereal like that?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Why didn't they get pissed at dude wipes?
Well, that's because you need that. You need that. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, why all of a sudden are they upset about this cereal calling it out there? Well, I mean, I think it's kind of weird. I think they're just trying to grab attention. But that whole creatine thing is like, anyone on the creatine thing, because that is like the new trend.
Yeah.
Creatine and how it's so good for your brain, even beyond the muscles, because I did order some. I fell down this rabbit hole and I'm like, oh my God, maybe I need it because I'm trying everything to make my brain like not space out.
Yeah, right.
So I ordered some creatine and my husband was like, what are you doing? I used to have that when I was like 20 going to the gym.
Right.
I don't know. It's supposed to be good for your brain, I think.
You need Prevagen because it was derived from octopus or jellyfish.
I think I just fell for the freaking algorithm. I fell for the stupid influencers.
Oh, I love it.
And the cereal, that was like the first thing it listed, right?
Yeah, creatine? It's packed with creatine, and it's got protein. It's got all the things that, like, you want to supplement yourself with if you're doing a workout. You know,
well, they got to do a female version. So male cereal, and then they got to do women's cereal.
Yeah, I think, and just put the same stuff in it. Same price, same stuff in it.
Yeah, it's got to be the same price, though.
Yeah, right. So, I don't know if you'll find it in a store near you, but if you want to look it up and order a box for $19.99 for four servings, go for it.
That's insane. That is insane.
It's coming up on quarter after six now at 98.9. The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Another humidity was the word yesterday, man. It's going to be like that again today. Chances, couple scattered thunderstorms in and out here. Less of a chance for this afternoon, and 84 degrees for the high.
Okay, living in the old psychiatric center. Are you game?
Huh?
Could be a reality.
Oh, talk about it in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spaziano and Sandy.
All right, living in the old psychiatric center. Who's game?
Are there squatters there right now?
You could be the squatter.
You talking about the one on Elmwood Avenue, that big giant one?
Yes, it's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Spaziano and Sandy. $300 million investment for the Rochester Monroe Transformation Initiative.
Wow.
And I believe Governor Hochul was in town yesterday talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
$20 million of that $300 million. $20 million in state funding will go towards the demolition of the Terrence Building,
which,
Scotty, was formerly the home of the Rochester Psychiatric Center.
Okay.
That was built in 1959.
Ooh.
It was considered, I didn't realize it was considered one of the largest mental health facilities in the United States.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it here.
For some reason, it comes up in my algorithm all the time. And it's actually more in the category of haunting and ruined buildings and stuff like that.
So, it's going to be turned into a multi-phased mixed-use redevelopment project.
So they're going to blow
mixed
it up.
Use, yeah, which, yeah. A demolition, a full demolition, full-on demolition. The project includes over 500 units of housing.
Oh, wow.
But multi-mixed-use means what?
There'll be
mixed use.
Yeah, there'll be some, you know, like
retail.
You might have a, you know, like a Starbucks and a Tim Hortons and living and stuff like that. They're, like, next to that's really beautiful. They fix that all up. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what it's called. It's a little. It's if you're looking at the psychiatric center, it's left towards Brightonmoor, the next property over. They've done all really neat development there, and I see that as a continuation of that.
So would you live here?
Yeah, I'd live there. Sure.
Really?
I could finally walk to the Lilac Festival and never have to find a parking spot.
Okay. It was one of the largest mental facilities in the United States. You get a barrage of videos on your algorithm pushing through your algorithm of how haunted it is. And you're going to live there?
If they're taking that building, that high-rise building, and just like redoing all the rooms, no way. But now I know that they're blowing it up.
The hauntings stay. The hauntings don't care.
Oh, does it?
It's the land that's haunted now.
Oh, is it?
Oh, those ghosts are going to be pissed.
You think so?
You took away their home. They've been living there since 1959.
Yeah, but it's a crappy place. I mean, the living conditions aren't very nice for ghosts.
I would go through a tour, though. Before they demolish it, they have to do a walking tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just get it. Just here's the history that once was before we demolish it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I don't know, what's it look like in there? My mind just goes crazy of thoughts of what
could possibly be. There's all kinds of videos online. You can look it up. It's so cool.
You got to call them and say, can we do an overnight? And when I say we do an overnight, it means you. I want to see if anything happens.
What's the place out? The haunted place.
Okay, while you think of that, anyone have a crazy story about your house? Like, just it doesn't have to be a haunting story, just any crazy story about their house. Because I have a friend who his childhood home, somebody got murdered or something in that house.
Really?
I was like, wait, why do you live there? Why did you buy that house? Well, I guess the realtor didn't disclose that at first.
But they still bought it.
Well, didn't disclose it.
Oh.
So they didn't know when they bought it.
But
I don't know if the rules have changed.
I don't know about those rules.
Do you have to disclose that?
If something happened in my house before me, as long as there's no visible, you know, blood splat on the wall or something, I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Really?
No, it doesn't.
No, come on. There's got to be, everybody has something. Everybody has that one line they draw in the sand and say, that's it. I'm not moving in if what?
I just wish there was an app for crappy neighbors to find out if the neighbors are crappy or not.
That's a good
I would love
that's a good point.
I would never live it. Hmm?
You did have what?
I heard a huge bump once, and I thought, oh my God, ghost. I'm like, oh, what happened? Come to find out, a deer had gotten stuck in an extension cord that was going around the corner of my house and got caught in it and knocked itself out and died.
Oh, no.
So there was a dead deer up against my foundation. And I remember hearing the bump at, you know, way late in the afternoon. And then the next day, my kids were playing outside. They're like, Dad, there's a deer in our garden.
Oh, that poor thing.
I know. I felt bad.
How did you get rid of it?
I called the town and they came in and got rid of it for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have the town, Jared.
That was weird.
Yeah, no, I would draw the line at haunting. And we're not doing that. Nobody can die here. I don't even, and maybe if you die a peaceful death. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. If it's natural causes and you're just old and you just kind of fall asleep forever. Could I live in that house?
But if there's a ghost of someone who peacefully passed, that means there's still a ghost.
Just the idea of, beyond the ghost thing, the idea of someone dying in the house.
God, it happens all the time.
I know, but I don't know if I could.
Like the guy next door, a couple doors down, he was an elderly gentleman, and he was sick, and he passed away in the house. And that's now up for sale.
I don't know if I could move in.
As a matter of fact, it was only up for sale for like a week, and it's already, already sold.
I can't even go through estate sales with the thought of, oh, that person, somebody used to live here and passed away. And are they still here? Like, did they pass away in this house? Like, mm-hmm. It creeps me out. I don't know if I could move into a house that I draw the line at death. I can't.
Okay.
I can't. I don't know. But if anybody's looking for a house or, you know, new graduates, mm-hmm. if you're looking for a place to live soon,
yeah,
it could be the old psychiatric center.
That's right. I want to know when, if they do blow it up. I want to be there. I'm going to be there with a box of popcorn. It's coming up on 636 on 98.9. The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
Spisano and Sandy.
Live from the High Falls Studios here on 98.9. The Buzz, it's Spisano and Sandy. Thank you for joining us. 6:48 right now.
It's the moment when you know you have zero control. Like, the worst feeling ever is not having control over something that is very near and dear to you. Your entire life exposed. And you can't help it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do. So yes, not yesterday. I was going to say yesterday. Last week. It was Dancing with the Arc, a great event that the Arc of Monroe puts on every year. Scotty and I have been hosting it for the past 4 years, mm-hmm. and it's amazing. It's incredible. So at the event, before the event starts, I was meeting people, listeners, whatever, and mm-hmm. I met Paula, and she is so stinking cute. Her son was one of the celebrity dancers, mm-hmm. Ethan Wade from Brighton Securities. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to her, and I was trying to get her to come in for live audience Thursday because she listens to the show all the time. She loves it, whatever. So I'm like, okay, put your number in my phone here, and I pulled up my... Actually, it's the show sheet on mm-hmm. my notes tab. It, mm-hmm. It's the Google Doc of what we do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I go, here, put it in right here. It's a reminder that I will call you. Put your phone number in right there.
Mm-hmm.
As I hand her my phone, she grabs it and she starts putting in her name and number. And then you're like, come on. We got to go. We got to start. The show's starting. And
yeah,
I'm like,
right.
What did but that Paula's doing? Okay.
You're like, she's got my phone. Hold on.
I had to go, but I couldn't rip the phone out of her hands.
Right.
So there she was, that first half of Dancing with the Arc when we were emceeing,
mm-hmm.
Paula had my phone in her hand, unlocked. in the entire time. That's all I'm thinking is like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Did I get any notifications? Oh my gosh, did any text messages pop up?
She didn't try to like hand it or just put it on the podium, like, because it was kind of a casual atmosphere.
Nope.
She held on to it.
The only thing that made me feel okay is that she's an older woman.
She's Ethan's mom.
And I trust her.
Yeah.
She's a mom.
Yeah.
She's a mom.
Yeah.
And I trusted her. If it was a teenage boy, oh my God, I would have been panicked. If it was like, it's like an old man, I would have been like, okay, he's going to rob me.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, my credit cards are in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my license. This is my life here, people.
Oh, you have your credit cards on the back of it. Damn,
yeah.
Skip.
That's I don't
dangerous.
Bring a purse around. I know.
I did see something last week about that's like the worst thing you could possibly ever do is have a card holder on your phone.
So if you were holding a stranger's phone, would you snoop? Like, I don't know if Paula snooped. She easily could have. I don't think she did, but she could have.
But what I think about it, but my better angels would say don't, because something will happen, you'll get busted, and then it'll all hell will break loose.
See, now I think you would snoop.
I know.
If you were left holding my phone and I wasn't there and I couldn't stop you, I'd be like, oh, he totally is looking through my camera roll.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to get in trouble. It's not that I don't want to see it. I want to see everything on your phone. Of course I do. But I know I'm stupid and I'll get busted somehow. Somebody will find out.
Okay. First, if you were to snoop, what would be the first thing you snoop on someone's phone? If you had to, snooping.
Probably photos.
Oh, the photos?
Yeah, I'd probably pop on the photo tab because it's easy to get in and out of.
You know what? I don't think I would look at the photos.
Why?
Because I don't want to see something that will change my image of you. Your photos, I mean, everybody, look at your photos right now. That exposes a lot of who you are. You were either a really exciting person or just a boring mom like me with pictures of the kids.
Yeah, but that's who you are. That's what we know. I mean,
Messages. I would look at text messages.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? When you got to hand the phone back, you got to figure out how to get out of them and not be on the one, and then you open it back up again. It goes to that one. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I think too hard about that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
Who would you be most worried about? Most worried about is probably
if I had your phone.
My bank account, my banking thing.
Oh, because I didn't even think of that.
I'm a little triggered this morning. At 2 a.m., I got a text. I looked at it this morning, and I got an alert from my bank saying, Apple.com charged $103. Is this you? Did you do this? And I'm like, I hit N for no. And guess what? It went, boop, okay, your account is locked. Call us. I'm like, oh, God, I've been hacked.
Wait, do you have an Apple account?
Yeah.
An Apple card? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a card, but, you know, someone charged.
Like Apple Pay?
No. Someone charged my banking account to bought something from Apple.com. So my bank account said you've been hacked.
Wait, are you sure it was your bank? That wasn't a spam?
No. Because
you're
gotten,
positive.
Yeah, I do get text messages from my bank, and it's on that account. And it even said the last two digits of my account number.
No.
You know, I'm like, no, they're okay, thanks. We'll figure it out.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have responded to that text. I would have called the bank. No way am I responding to that kind of text.
Instead, they're like, okay, your account is locked. Call us. I'm like, now I can't get gas today on the way home.
So you want me to put the car in neutral? You want me to push it to Webster?
And you know what's going to happen? Then they're going to be like, okay, well, we've canceled that card. We're going to send you another one in the next 8 to 10 days. I'm like,
right?
Anyway.
Okay, anyhow, Paula, thanks for not snooping through my phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else would snoop, if you would admit to snooping. Coming up on the show, just after 7 o'clock. Okay, what should be the punishment for a bomb threat?
Coming up on the bus.
98.9 The Bus.
It's Scott Spisano. Sandy Waters here again. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. So what should the punishment be? They're still looking for that the person who called in the bomb threat at Eastview Mall. Did you hear about this? So it was Monday. Mm-hmm. They had to close the mall early, which sounded crazy, right? Like the mall normally closes at 8. They had to close it early on Monday. And they said just in an overabundance of caution.
Sure.
So what happened was an Ontario County Sheriff's Office is still searching for the suspects after they had to evacuate Eastview Mall, which they did in less than an hour, they said.
Wow.
But what happened was weird because the Muskegon, Michigan, in Muskegon, Michigan, their 911 center received the call at around 6 p.m. So from a male who told them they had placed bombs all over Eastview Mall. So we're in Michigan here, and Michigan's like, okay. So, of course, they call, like, Eastview Mall and say, you guys, we just got this bomb threat. So mall security at Eastview Mall sprang into action, did exactly what they're supposed to do, evacuated everybody, searched the malls. They're like, yeah, okay, this was just a threat. They didn't find anything. It was just obvious a threat.
What a monumental task. How can you search every square inch of that gigantic structure? How can you?
I know. They traced the number to a number that was purchased out of state through an internet company. So those kind of numbers are very hard to trace and find. But they're like, it doesn't mean it's impossible. We are professionals. This is what we do for a living. We will find you.
You know, we
will hold you accountable for this.
My down the street neighbor used to work in cybercrime for the state police. And he would say, he's retired now, but he would say they got all kinds of ways to find that stuff
out. They have ways.
Oh, yeah, they have. Oh, yeah, they have.
So do you think that this was some stupid teenage prank gone wrong once they find... Like, my mind went to... when we all grew up, we made stupid phone calls and stupid pranks. Nothing to this level, obviously.
Yeah.
This is serious when you do a bomb threat. But do you think it was just some teenage boy bored... called, you know, in Michigan, called 911. I don't know where he got the idea of Eastview Mall, but...
Yeah, right. Maybe... No,
and what do you think... What do you think the punishment should be?
Oh, God.
It was just a threat.
I mean, first of all, that the disruption itself, I'm sure they could put a monetary a price on it.
Oh, yeah. Those stores what
it cost,
business.
How much business they lost, how much resource it took for the extra hour manpower. You know, everything.
How many angry customers? Wait a minute. What if I'm in the dressing room trying on the perfect pair of jeans and now I got to leave? Wait, I can't evacuate yet.
You come out with your pants around your ankles. You don't think that.
Yeah, do you try out? Hold on. Do you try? If you have 10 items.
Right.
And you're trying on the first one and the security's like, everybody out. Do you say, wait, sir, but I found 9 other really nice items that I'd like to try on. How quickly do you leave the dressing room?
No, I'm out. We out.
Oh, come on.
We out.
When you have a good find, it's hard not to try it on. Okay,
God. Nah, there should be a price put on it. But the problem is, if it's this teenager guy or anybody, you don't have $1.2 million to give to somebody. Right.
What would the punishment be? Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you do that, you'd have to ruin the parents and their house and all their property and that kind of stuff. So is that punishment enough?
Would you treat it differently if you found out? And I know juveniles are treated differently in the law system, but would you give them more grace and just like a talking to if they're a teenager?
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then I'd hit the parents.
Oh, my God. My dad didn't know I was making prank calls. Would you prefer McDonald's or Burger King when I was a kid?
Yeah, but you didn't cause hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of loss and damages.
Teenagers aren't thinking through the stupid things they do.
Okay, so you give them grace?
Especially teenage boys.
You'd give them grace? You would not.
It would be very hard for me to not judge the situation. I would have to really do a little interview with everybody in that family. And if they look like, I would have to, it would be very hard. I could never be a police officer.
Yeah. It's the crime and the results of the crime and how many people it hurt. Doesn't matter who you are, if a teenage boy or a 40-year-old creep sitting in the basement or a bad actor from another country.
Old dude, I'd be like, yeah, you got to really pun. That's not funny.
It's not funny if a teenager does it either. I'd say no, equal. Know, equal.
Teenage boys do dumb things all the time.
Yeah, and they look, need to pay
you could
for
be
it.
A teenage boy who's listening right now, and you're like, this is dumb. What's the dumbest thing that you did this morning? No.
7:15 on Buzz. Hopefully they'll find a resolution to that.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll keep you updated if they do. Okay. So Jerker Justified is coming up. We do it every day at this time. Mm-hmm. This is how you are going to win. Do we still have concert tickets before it out loud?
Yeah, tickets to Chicago in concert.
This is how you're going to win those Chicago tickets. First call through, but we need more than one call. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The friend, his sister's friend is, he's calling her out.
Yeah.
For having this friend.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy, a voice message from the Free Odyssey app. Listen to this, Sandy.
Okay, you guys, I think this is a perfect Jerk or Justified. I think my sister is the Antichrist because of all the things she did to torment me through my whole life, she is now best friends with my ex.
Oh,
please help.
Oh, no! What?
His sister became best friends with his ex.
The Antichrist. Love that. Did he leave us his number?
No.
I have so many questions. Come on.
It said Aiden, and it didn't. Listen, when you do leave a voice message for us, on the Odyssey app, you just say your thing and then pause it and then just say, here's my phone number. We won't play it on the air.
We're not going to play it on the air. But man, I have so many questions.
This is great. Ooh, I snorted.
I'm assuming 818-2899. First call through, you're going to win those Chicago tickets.
Yeah,
concert tickets. But we need more than just one call. But I kind of feel like they were probably, who was friends first? Like, was she best friends and then Aiden started to date her? Did she become good friends when Aiden was already dating her?
It seems to me, by the tone, that his sister almost became friends with her after,
Well, that makes zero sense.
Well, they may have known each other because they were, brother's sister and brother's girlfriend.
Wait,
and hi, nice to meet
you. Did he say best friends or friends? Did he say best friends? My sister is best friends with my ex, or my sister is friends with my ex? Because that makes a big difference.
All right. It's only 18 seconds long. Let me listen to it again here.
Okay, you guys. I think this is a perfect Jerk or Justified. I think my sister is the Antichrist because of all the things she did to torment me through my whole life, she is now best friends with my ex.
Best.
Please help.
Friends.
Thanks.
Okay. There's no way you're all of a sudden best friends. So this is a long-standing relationship. You don't just all of a sudden become best friends. As an adult, it takes some time. So she invested time in this friendship. Now does she have to give up her friendship just because her brother broke up with the sister or the girl, the friend, whatever?
I don't 818-2899.
This is a good one.
That's the actual question.
Well, is she Jerk or Justified for still being best friends with this girl?
Yeah. All right.
She chose the friend over the brother.
Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified. Oh, they hung up.
I'm here, Scott.
Hello, Buzz. Jerk or Justified. You called our first caller. Hello. Yeah. Who's this?
Tony.
Hey. Go ahead, Tony. What do you say? Jerk or Justified?
Oh, definitely Jerk. Definitely. you just can't play your brother like that.
Oh, it's so evil.
So wait a minute.
That's wrong in so many ways.
I know.
So if she, a best friend again, this relationship didn't just happen. She has to give up her friendship because her brother ended the relationship. That's what you're saying.
Most definitely.
Oh.
Most definitely. Yes.
She is
just a bad sister.
I know.
I have one of those, and I just let her go.
Yeah. But this, is this common?
Yeah, you can't do that.
I see how it's common. Cool. Like people get divorced and you know, whatever, friend circles and stuff like that.
Great example.
But man.
You lose people every day. Losing a sister. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right. So, Tony, guess what, man? You got your first call through, and you've got a pair of tickets to go see Chicago at CMAC at coming up on the 26th. Yeah. It's going to be a great show outdoors. This is thanks to our good friends at the Bauer Brewery Presents. It's hard to say. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Hold the line, dude. We'll be right back, okay? Hey, to Buzz. Hi. Go ahead. Jerk or Justified?
I don't know.
This is a tough one. I know.
Yeah. The sister becomes best friends with her brother's ex.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I wouldn't do that.
So you say that?
So
would be...
end the friendship. The friendship dies when the relationship dies.
Right. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. All out of Buzz. Hi, Jerk Justified.
Totally justified.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with
it
you.
It is. I'm My with niece you. Is in that exact situation. She went out with a guy for a few years.
Wow.
And, of course, you get to know the family. You get to know the family really well. She's really good friends with her, with his sister. The sister is now in her wedding.
Oh!
I don't see anything wrong with it. Because you're not going to wave it in front of the ex's face. You're going to still see her, but you're not going to, like, go to the same places, and she's not going to go to his family parties. So I don't see why you give up people that you really like. There's not that many people in your circle that you really, really like. Why should you give that up?
Yes, and I don't know how old Aiden is, but I know the older you get, you don't want to make new friends, and you don't want to drop the friends you have because you've already invested in this relationship. So
you're not going to be a jerk and hurt the guy and, you know, in front of him.
Right. All right. We got it justified. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Yep. All kinds of calls coming in. Hi, the Buzz. Go ahead. Jerk or justified?
Absolutely justified.
Oh! Yes. Okay. Has it happened to you?
I'm with my ex's sister than I am my husband's sister. My ex's sister came all the way out from Virginia to attend my wedding.
Maybe this is something only women do. Only women can see it, because I can see it so clearly, too, that way. Huh. And you
it's
guys,
very difficult to connect with somebody without all the drama and the BS.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you find somebody, you don't want to let that go, even if it's your extra sibling.
Interesting.
And it didn't bother your husband at the time, your fiancé. It didn't bother him at all?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Love it.
I know.
Have a good day.
You too. Tied up here. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Build-A-Bear Joe.
Hi, buddy. What do you call it, Jerk or Justified?
I'm calling it jerk.
The guys think it's a jerk, and the girls think it's okay.
That's fascinating. This is a gender thing.
Wait a minute, Sandy. Got this all wrong. So if she broke his heart, then she shouldn't. Then their sister should not be friends with her.
Ooh. We don't know who broke up with who. That's the thing.
I'm trying to think.
But if she broke up with him, the sister is just she is the Antichrist.
Ooh. Okay, buddy, thank you.
Okay,
this is it.
Right.
This very next call will decide the case to be friends with
your brother's ex.
Your brother's ex, yeah.
Hi, the Buzz.
All right.
Jerk or Justified, what do you call it?
Hi, good morning. It's totally justified.
Has this happened to you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, have I done this? I'm like, oh, my God. And yes, and worse.
Oh,
I am not only friends with his siblings, still close with his siblings.
Uh-huh.
His sister's husband, so his brother-in-law, and nieces and nephews. Like, still talk to them, still hang out with them. Not around him. He no longer lives in New York State, thank you, God.
Yeah.
But I'm still friends with the siblings, and they and his nieces and nephews.
You've got,
all
yeah.
in Syracuse.
You just completely replaced him. That's awesome.
And you hang out with them more than he does, and it's his family.
Here we go.
The verdict is.
Thank you.
Justified.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
I'd like to narrow cast for a second. Aiden, suck it up, Buttercup.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yeah.
There you go.
Scotty was backing you up for a second there, Aiden. Now all of a sudden, he's like,
hey,
yeah, okay.
The majority rules.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, I want to propose an idea for tomorrow when Live Audience Thursday is in.
Oh, sure. Okay. We'll do
that. I'm not sure if it'll fly. I'm not sure if you'll be on board with it, but I'm going to present it. I'm going to present it to you, and hopefully you join in.
98.9 The Buzz.
How you doing? 8 o'clock hour, 98.9 The Buzz, Zano and Sandy. The miraculous middle child Wednesday star of the show, Sandy Waters here. Scott Spisano, too.
What's up, girl?
Oh, wait, did you just call me miraculous?
Yeah, the marvelous aww. Mrs. Waters.
Okay, so you know how in just a few minutes here, we're going to get Kevin on the air, and he's going to pitch us his idea, Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch.
Yes.
The, let's see, how do I tease, wait, he got it. I wrote down how to tease his pitch, and it is just awesome. Awesomely horrible. He says he's fed up with his wife's dishwasher habit.
Ah.
Okay, so that's a little tease. And we're going to do that in just a few minutes here. But can I do my own 30-second pitch now?
Yeah, sure. Let me get the ticker up here so you can find it. You want to do it on what? About what?
Well, my I want to pitch something to you for us to do tomorrow on the show.
Okay. You got to keep it to 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Ready, go.
So,
ready, go.
So you often say that I need to chill out. I'm too tightly wound. Mm. During Honesty Box last week, I even admitted that is the one thing that annoys me about myself. So I found our solution, and I'm hoping that you will say, yes, let's do this tomorrow. And this is my solution here. Welcome to the jungle. 5 milligram THC drinks, gluten-free.
What?
I want to drink some THC drinks tomorrow.
Yeah! Let's do it!
What the shots?
But here's the thing. I'm gonna go to class. I'm very ignorant about this.
Sandy's never had a drop of anything like that.
No.
No.
And even with the listeners on the air last week, they were like, yeah, you should have some gummies on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh. So
locale.
What happens when you do? Anyone drink this? THC drink? What? Why do you, you know, sometimes you react so condescending.
I'm not. It's true.
I'm asking if anybody has drank this, drinked. Can you call in 818-2899? How is it like having a beer, a wine? Mm. What is it? What does it feel like? What is it?
I've had it, and it's like having a beer or a glass or two of wine. And
so can we do shots of this tomorrow at this time?
It won't do anything if you do a shot, no.
Oh, well then what does it do?
It's highly diluted. It's made to be it's carbonated, highly diluted. Instead of alcohol, there's THC in it, which is the base substance for marijuana.
Yeah, but is
which
it
is now legal
for
21 and over, huh?
Is it healthier for you? Is it a healthier option?
Well, it's gluten-free, huh?
What will happen? So it doesn't even matter.
Oh, you're going to freak out. You're going to see colors. You're going to...
Well, because the person who gave us this... Okay. So my daughter works for a company that they invest in other companies, like they help them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the brands that is trying to,
get
pitch
marketed.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, well, so the guy who gave me this is like, listen, don't, whatever you do, because you don't drink,
right.
Don't have more than half a glass.
Okay, cool. So you'll do a half a can or half a glass?
I also have this.
What? Wait,
bottle.
What is that?
It's a huge bottle of it.
Oh, cool. Bring that in. Yeah. Elixir. That's like the size of a vodka bottle. It looks like a Grey Goose bottle with this says elixir on the side.
But this isn't illegal, right?
No.
Is it?
No.
I don't want to give our listeners an illegal substance.
Well, no. I mean, 21 and they can decide. I mean,
okay, maybe they can. Maybe they help.
I think it
that?
Just should be you.
Okay. What? Why aren't you doing it with me?
I don't care. I mean, I will, but I think it'd be funnier just to see, just for all of us to observe you over the hour.
Will it chill you out?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I almost want
to. You'll stop thinking so hard in 17 different directions.
Oh, no, hang on. Never mind. I can't do it.
Why is that? What are you afraid of?
Somebody's got to think on the show.
Oh, shut up. Stop that. Who? What? What are you? Yeah, you overthink and I underthink. Is that it?
Absolutely, that's it.
What are you
saying? We've said that before on the air.
Yeah, but as a joke, I have many, many thoughts. I have many, many thoughts. I just don't plan every single thing of and say it. That's all. And what I will say is...
Oh, maybe you should have this. Wait, hang on. Does this help with ADHD?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, get more focused.
Oh, I like this. It'll chill me out and make you more focused. This is going to be good tomorrow.
You want to do it?
This is going to be good. How long does it, like, what? How long does it take to...
Weeks. Weeks. No. To kick in? Depends on your metabolism.
Why are you answering my questions so sarcastically? I'm really just asking questions, and you're being so mean about this.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to be fun. You're overthinking before the show said, let's have fun with this THC drink thing. So here I'm having fun, and now you're getting all weird.
I'm like, how long does it kick at? Weeks. Big swings.
Yeah, being sarcastic. I'm just praying on the fact that you're such a newbie and such an innocent little thing. At 50 years old, you've never tried anything like this before.
Well, how about I was telling, like, it's sitting at my desk. So I'm working from home today. It's sitting at my desk, and my daughter goes, my 20, almost 22-year-old's like, what are you doing with that? I'm like, oh, I think it'll be fun if we try it. Like, Scotty and I are just going to drink it on the air. I think it's legal. I think we're okay. And she goes, oh. Why would you do that? Why would you make that choice? And then she all of a sudden started to parrot me. She goes, do you think that's a good role model? Go on the air? Drinking that?
And she's she's trying to market it?
I don't know if their company bought into this. That's but yeah, funny. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I just got.
You know why their company bought into it? Because they got them all high before they signed the paperwork.
I guess one of the dudes did drink too much of it. By the end, he was like gone. He was gone.
Wheel Peter out in the office chair, put him in the hall.
I don't know if anyone's experienced that. Whatever. Maybe it's a no big deal. Maybe I'm just giddy for
really,
no reason.
You'll like it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
So coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to get Kevin on, and he'll do a better pitch than I did. His 30-second pitch, his wife's dishwasher habit that he can't stand.
All right. It's coming up in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz. Fasano and Sandy. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Fasano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam, welcome to Spazano and Sandy's 30-second pitch! So every week, somebody from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges. Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Waters, right there. Yay! And our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Adams.
Big up!
Hey!
Big up!
What's up?
Let's pull our first victim on contestant. Kevin up on the... Kevin's on... Hey, Kevin, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Thanks for being brave enough to give us your pitch.
Made it.
This is something Kevin reached out to me and said, dude, I think everybody's got this problem.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And especially a lot of guys in relationships.
Oh.
So, Kevin, let's get this going here. You're from Gates, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yep, and everything's good in the marriage?
Yeah. The marriage is strong, but there is, in fact, one issue that keeps coming up over and over again. It's the dishwasher.
Hold on a second. Say it again.
It's the dishwasher.
Do you know where it is? Just asking for your wife?
Not only do Do I know where it is? I know how to load the dishwasher, and I do so, and I do so quite effectively. I do it like I'm solving a puzzle, you know, maximizing space, fitting everything in.
Oh, sure.
So.
Yeah.
What? So which means what? Your wife doesn't know how to load the dishwasher? Is that what you're saying on the air for everybody to hear?
My wife, she says that I'm doing it wrong, and when I do it, things don't get clean, and so what happens is about half the time she ends up reloading it.
You're going to try to convince her what? That you know what you're doing? That you're doing it right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
This would be a great
pitch. Good luck
pitch.
With that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this ready to go. I get my little clicker ticker thing. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Okay, you have 30 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go.
Okay, here's what I want to say. I know you have, like, a specific way you like the dishwasher loaded, and I get that you want everything to come out clean. I do, too. But when I load it and then it gets redone, it kind of feels like I'm helping, but also like I'm doing it wrong at the same time. Mm-hmm. So maybe we either, like, agree on a simple system that both of us follow, or whoever loads it gets to, like, sort of own it, and even if it's not perfect, so I do want to help.
All right.
Oh, my God. That was the worst pitch ever.
No.
That was horrible.
Give me a dirty load right there.
I know. God. Even if it's not perfect,
right.
Your dishes need to be perfect. I'm sorry.
I feel this pain just like you do because I'm the one that does the dishes.
Uh-huh.
My wife absolutely hates doing the dishes, and that's like the thing that is always expected for me to do. The second I miss one time, she lets me know. My advice, I mean, you're going to lose this battle, buddy. My advice would be to figure it out and make sure they're clean. You choose your battles, because if you do figure out how to make her happy here, maybe you can get some wins in other areas in the relationship.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
When you say you treat the dishwasher like a jigsaw puzzle, yet then you say that sometimes when you fill the dishwasher, not all the dishes come out clean. I don't understand what kind of puzzle we're putting together.
My wife doesn't trust that that's the case, so she rearranges them.
She's changing it. She's reloading the dishwasher before it even starts.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
One thought, Kevin, is why don't you just buy a new dishwasher and maybe it'll solve all your problems?
Yeah, that's true. Or you can have a his or hers dishwasher.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Yeah, right. All right, judges. Now you've had your chance to talk it out. Now I want you to give your opinions. What do you got?
Okay, so I...
Sandy.
Kevin, I know this is this is a big debate in the marriage for a lot of people. And your pitch, I think... is highly unnecessary, so I'm going to say nay.
Oh. Brandon.
Kevin, I would say buy a new dishwasher, find a way to win this battle. Your pitch was not great. Nay.
We're just trying to save your marriage. Please don't bring this up. Just let her win.
Well, Kev, I appreciate that. You know, you gave it a shot. You did workshop it with us. And now we know that the workshop is closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, by the way, she's very annoyed that she has to reload the dishwasher. No wife wants to. So you
right the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
Kevin, thanks for being on the 30-second pitch here on Spazano and Sandy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. We'll do another one next week here at the same time on 98.9 The Buzz, Spazano and Sandy.
Say, I appreciate the help. We didn't give you any help. We didn't give you any help or support.
I love this.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this brings up the question now, because I know you're all thinking about that one thing that you secretly fix when your spouse isn't looking, because they do it wrong.
That's right.
And instead of fighting, you just wait until they walk out of the room and you change it.
Exactly.
What is that one thing? 818-2899.
We'll do it next.
Spazano and Sandy.
What are you doing? Why are you laughing like that?
Doing a dumb laugh.
What is that one thing that you secretly fix when your spouse isn't looking? Because I think we all have one thing. And that dude who, Kevin, who just tried to pitch us in Spazano and Sandy's 30-second pitch, how his wife reloads the dishwasher after he thinks he does a good job.
He does a good job. I know he does a good job.
Okay, so Elizabeth just messaged us, and she calls, rolling on the floor laughing, my boyfriend is going to North Carolina to visit his brother. And you bet ya that I am going to take some things. I'm going to do some things at home while he's gone. The best part is seeing when he comes home if he notices what I've done. So it's like, well, what are you going to, quote-unquote, fix around the house? And 818-2899, she says, well, besides the obvious clean all the clutter he leaves around the house,
yeah,
like on the kitchen table, the workshop in the basement is so disorganized, so that's something that I'm going to do.
Oh,
he
man.
Thinks he's leaving sawdust for later is okay. I'm just going to go with the flow. I want to see if he's going to notice.
Don't touch his tools. He won't be able to find anything.
If you leave a mess, I am sorry. A little mess turns into another little mess, turns into a big disaster. And we can't live like that. I'm with you, Elizabeth. I absolutely do stuff too.
Don't touch his tools. He won't be able to find
anything.
He's
fine. Well, keep your tools organized, and then it won't have to touch them.
Go ahead and sweep up the sawdust, lady, but don't touch the tools.
What is it that you fix when Jill's not looking?
What do I fix when my wife's not looking? Let's see here.
It's probably nothing, because she's always cleaning up after you. Okay, yeah.
Oh, crap. Okay, first of all, here's the list. First of all, the laundry, the lint trap never gets emptied and is a fire hazard and it pisses me off.
She doesn't?
The vacuum cleaners are always full. I always have to empty them. After even she tries to empty the, you know, the tank. I have to clean those or...
Hon, the vacuum cleaner's not working.
I'm saying, because you didn't empty it.
I hate emptying the vacuum cleaner.
I have to resort recyclables from the garbage all the time. Every time I open the garbage, it's a recyclable that I pull out and I put in the recycle bin because I'm a good human being.
You dig through the trash for the recyclables?
Oh, God. There's something in there. It's like she'll put like an empty Kleenex box.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
She'll like my daughter. My daughter does that.
Yeah.
I'm like, more power to you if you want to dig through the trash.
How about take 1 second and put it to the bin next to the trash called the recycling bin? Could you just please do that? And don't give me crap about my workshop. Stay out of my workshop. Put the recyclables in the recycle bin. Clean the lint trap because it's going to catch a fire. The brand new kitchen you just put in. That I'm going to have to sort the recycling in.
This is great. All right. So I guess this triggered us all. Very good. If you missed the 30-second pitch, it's on our podcast, Spazano and Sandy. If there's anyone in your house who does not know how to load the dishwasher,
don't listen to that.
Share that podcast. Waking you
up. Oh, God. Okay. So that's good. All right. It's coming up at 9 o'clock at 98.9 The Buzz. Spazano and Sandy. We're all happy for the commercial-free 98.
Yep, and tomorrow is Thursday. That means it's live audience Thursday. So Melanie is going to come in tomorrow. She said she's just trying to get her husband to watch the kids in the morning, and then she's going to come in tomorrow. She can't wait to drink our THC drinks.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that early. I think we need to do it an hour before.
Starting at 7?
Okay, yeah, starting at 7, do half a can.
And Jason and his mom are coming in. Now, Jason is that guy, the local guy who created the Lego, the Chevy Chase movie, Christmas Vacation. And Lego, the company, said, yeah, we love your idea. He's coming in.
Oh, cool.
He's coming in to join in on Live Audience Thursday.
Excellent.
We appreciate you listening to the show, but right now it is time to say we out.
We out like me on the doorstep if my wife ever heard this break. Hopefully she didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, see you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazano and Sandy. You're the best.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.